The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
We have an amazing, amazing young lady going to be on the stage here shortly. I'll bring her up. And super excited for this. This is someone who is, she's the mother of two boys, happily married, been with her company for 6 years. And she built at first a six-figure business while working full-time. How many of you are interested in that? That's amazing. And she just recently had her biggest month ever, over $7 million in sales volume. And we're actually in a pretty cool project together. That we'll share with you. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And so this is something you probably want to tag some people on. You may even want to share this out because if you know people that would like to hit a six-figure business while still working full-time, then they may want to hear what we are about to share. And so let's put on our party hats. Let's make it happen. Drop her some love, drop her some gratitude, and help me welcome up Stephanie Mize. Stephanie, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today. I know you got a, you know, busy family life, a busy professional life. You're rocking it out. And we just really appreciate you coming on here. And I don't know, did I mention it? We actually, so we're doing a cool book project together, which we'll share in a little bit. And I threw it out to the group, a little weekend leads challenge. And Stephanie killed it. She crushed it. She crushed the dreams of so many other people. There was wailing and gnashing of teeth. Why did Stephanie beat me so badly? But Stephanie, you killed it during the contest. So we'll talk about that too. But how are you doing today? I've been ranting and raving about you.
Yeah, no, I'm doing great. I'm just so excited to be here. It's such an honor and a privilege, you guys, to be on screen with Ray Higdon. So I'm beyond honored to be here.
Aw, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So talk to me a little bit. First, I always like anyone successful in the network marketing space, I always like to ask the question, how did you get introduced to network marketing? Like what got you to go there?
Well, so before I actually joined my company, I was a total network marketing skeptic. I was that person like, I'm not buying what you're selling. I have a real job. Like, I don't need your supplemental income kind of thing. And so for me, it wasn't.
You didn't have an anti-MLM YouTube channel or anything?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't anti. I just wasn't interested.
Right. Okay.
So I wasn't bashing MLM publicly, but in my mind, I was like, "Yeah, I'm not buying what you're selling," kind of thing.
Cool.
Because I had a real job. I had been in corporate America with the same company for 24 years. Wow. Absolutely loved what I did. Yeah. I mean, in this day and age,
What were you doing?
I was an executive in the oil and gas industry, and so I did a million different things. I was on the executive management team, and being there 24 years, I literally started out as a baby. And I started out as a receptionist, and I just worked my way through. I got my degree, and I was able to get in management. And so
I like people to hear that, because I'm willing to bet that there's someone on here that knows a company exec, and they just assume, you know, they're way too professional for network marketing. Mm-hmm. There's no way they would ever do my home business, but here you are, very successful.
Yes.
So I just like people to hear that. So go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think that's such a good point, because even for me, because I was successful in what I did, I never even thought to look at network marketing.
Right.
But somebody had introduced me to the product. They asked me to sample it, and I'm like, sure, I'll sample, you know, I'll be supportive and sample your product. And I got the samples in. I fell in love, and it's. And even though I still wasn't looking for an opportunity, I wasn't looking to do a business, I knew enough about network marketing, direct sales, that, hey, I wanted to get the products at a discount. So I signed up as a product user, essentially, and I just started sharing over time. I kind of caught the vision of what was possible, and I just started sharing the opportunity.
That's awesome. Was there a moment where you went from, I'm just kind of sharing this, whatever, and then you're like, wait a minute, like this might actually work. Was there any kind of moments like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was like a couple months in, and corporate had come to town and they were doing an event, like a in-person event where you can invite guests. And it was kind of there that I caught the vision. I'm like, okay, I could maybe actually see myself doing this. And people were really interested in what I had to offer. And so, and it really took a while. So I felt like I kind of had my foot in the water, or my toe in the water, as they say. I wasn't fully committed. I wasn't all in. And at the end of that first year, being in the oil and gas industry, in that year, it was 2015, I had actually taken a significant pay cut in my management position, and my network marketing company had made up for that pay cut. And so it was kind of at that point, I was like, okay, God, I hear what you're saying. Like, I'm listening now. You know, I kind of had my toe dipped in the water. And then after that, I was like fully committed.
Wow. I'm curious, like, how, so when you say executive, you're executive oil and gas, like, how many hours a week? Is that a standard 40? Is that more than that? Like, how
did
you do that job?
That's a great question. So I was working 60 plus hours a week.
Wow.
And that was just at the office, right? So then I would come home, I would feed my family, I would put the boys to bed, and then I would hop on the laptop. And wow. I would, you know, knock out some other projects that needed to be done. And so I don't feel like I ever had time off. Even when I was on vacation, I had my laptop and I was still working.
Right. So how much time a day were you even able to put into network marketing?
That's a great question. I love it when people tell me, well, I don't have enough time, because I'm like, listen, sister, I hear you. I had zero time. But it really boiled down to the desire to want something different for myself and for my family. And so when I say that I was working my business in the nooks and crannies, I would literally take a 15-minute break and go out to my car and call people or text people. I would be driving into work on my, you know, driving in the car on the way to work, listening to training calls, driving in the car on the way home on a three-way call with my upline. That's literally how I worked it in. And so it wasn't like I had an endless amount of time to build this business. I had no time.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you know, drop some love, smash that like button, the love button, if you're getting value from this, because I just think it's awesome. And I mean, that's exactly what I did too. I stopped when I was in my last job. I was in the IT department and database administrator, and I stopped going to lunch with my coworkers. I started bringing in my lunch. I started working on my lunch. For me, I didn't sit in my car. I walked around the lake, made phone calls. I listened to training on the way, you know, into work. So, I mean, it's really exactly, you know, what I did too. I didn't work as many hours as you were. That's just people. I love your message. Your message is, hey, if you truly want to make it happen, you will find a way. And it's not abundance of time that makes people successful part-time. It's the use of time. It's the management of time. And so I just love that. That's just so, so awesome. So was it weird making the decision to leave that job? I mean, did you leave the job? I didn't even ask.
I did.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I did eventually. I started my business in 2015, and then 2017 we had a convention, and there was a network marketing speaker there, and he said something that really got me, and he's like, there's so many of you in this room that haven't made the decision. Like, you haven't made the decision that you're going all in. And even though I had been doing it 2 years, even though I felt like I had made that decision, there was still something holding me back from actually walking away from corporate America. I'd been with that same company.
Like a safety valve or something.
Yeah, it was safety. Like,
I'm safe.
And the truth of it is, I mean, it really wasn't safe, because in those past 2 years, even though I had loved my job prior to that, there was a lot of changes. Like I said, it was the oil and gas industry. There was a lot of changes in the economy. There were a lot of changes in our company and in management. And so I had kind of gotten to the point where, I mean, there were literally some days like I would drive home and I would cry because I'm like, this was the most miserable day ever. What am I actually doing? Like, why am I still going to this job? And so I was at that event and they're like, you haven't made the decision that you're going all in. And it was kind of at that moment. And they, oddly enough, the event was in Houston and I live in Houston. And so I drove home and I'm like, as soon as I get home, I have to talk to my husband. Like, I have to pick one. Like, I can't. But by that point, it was 2 years in. I'm still working 60 plus hours a week. I'm trying to build my business on the side. And 2 years in, I already had a significant team. And so yeah. I needed to kind of pick one. And obviously, you know which one I pick, right? Like, right. The one that made me happy. And I had the community and I had the freedom. And so I came home and I told my husband, I was like, I choose this life, this network marketing company, and he fully supported me. And so it was kind of at that point in March of 2017, I told them, you know, that, hey, I'm leaving. I gave my 2 weeks, what ended up being like 2.5 months because they needed my support and that sort of thing, which I gladly gave it. I mean, they treated me very well while I was there.
How weirded out were people, especially being in a company? I mean, like, my last job, I was only there a year. And so people, you know, it was just like, oh, that guy's leaving, you know? but being there 24 years, like, were people like weirded out? Like,
oh yeah.
What? Like, what are you doing? They were weirded out, right?
Oh, they were absolutely weirded out because in their mind, like, this is a sure thing, you know? Right. And I will tell you, even being with the same company for 24 years, everybody's replaceable. Yeah. Nothing is a sure thing, you know, necessarily. And so I chose to bet on myself, but there were a lot of people too, you know, it's been, well, that was in 17. It's now 2021. That was 4 years ago. And I think there were people in the beginning that were like, oh my gosh, she's lost her mind. Like, she's never going to make it, you know? And then they see me now and they're like, wow, she actually did it. Right. And I always say, like, I am nothing special. I just had a want and a desire to change my circumstances and I went for it. And then I have this amazing team supporting me, you know, with me. So it's not just me, it's the support of everybody in our organization.
Sure. But that's what makes you special, is you went for it. There's a lot of people that have a dream that don't go for it. So did you hear this line? Because I know I did. I heard from my college professor, from multiple people in, like, above me in the corporate chain, oh, you'll be back. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I actually did not, but I'm sure they thought it.
They were nice enough not to say it to your face.
They were probably saying it, just not to my face. Exactly.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. So, man, what a powerful story. If you're on here, feel free to share this. I mean, how many people need to hear this kind of information? I think it's awesome. One, what's possible. Two, just inspiring. You know, you went for your dreams. Sometimes you hear of, you know, someone that was homeless and broke, and, you know, those are great stories too. But let me tell you, there's a lot of people that have those golden handcuffs, right? They have that, you know, decent salary and a job that maybe they don't like that much, but they're too scared to leave it. That could really get a lot of enjoyment and a lot of benefit from network marketing. So feel free to share this and drop Stephanie some love. So talk a little bit about this project we have going on. What's got you excited about this?
Oh my gosh, this project, I am so excited. We are actually collaborating. I am collaborating with Ray Higdon, hello. But also many other amazing leaders in the network marketing industry. And so we are collaborating on a book about social media. And I know you're probably like, okay, another social media book, right? Like, there's so many books out there about social media, but I really feel and believe what sets this apart is that it is tangible action steps. So the reader can literally pick up the book, open it, and they can take steps to move their business forward.
That's awesome.
Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. We have, I think we're at like 30. So like 30 proven strategies for social media. And this book will be coming out soon. It is not out just yet, but it's called Social Impact. And I'm just super excited to be working with rock stars like Stephanie. You know, the guys leading it are Robert McFadden and Christopher Hussey. I mean, they do an amazing job. I give some guidance and advice on the more of the back end, but it's been really cool working with yourself and so many other amazing leaders. And I'm just real excited. I think people will love this book when it comes out, and just really grateful that you're a part of it and all that you've shared.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very excited to be a part of it.
Yeah. So if you had one piece of advice for the person here that's, you know, I saw several people comment that they're working a 9-to-5, they're working a job. If you had one piece of advice for the person that's working a job that wants to go full time in network marketing, what would you say to them?
I would say just don't give up. I mean, there are so many times that I've wanted to quit, even after I walked away from corporate America. But the truth of it is, as long as you're showing up every single day and you're being consistent, you will find success. You can't just show up and post on social media though and hope that somebody's going to reach out to you and you're going to build this massive business. Like, you have to be having conversations and you have to be talking to people. And your dream, whatever that is, whatever got you to the place where you're dreaming for something more, to have more, to be more, to do more, that was put in your heart for a reason. And I want to encourage you, don't give up on that. Like, there's a lot of people that are like, well, people will reach out to me and they're like, well, I don't have an upline. And I'm like, I didn't have an upline. Like, don't use that as an excuse. There's people out there like Ray Higdon who offer his time and can train you and show you the things to do and the things to say, and more importantly, the things not to say. But I think it's not about making excuses of why you don't have something. It really is about putting all the excuses aside and really going after your dreams and not giving up until you get where you want to be.
Well said. Ooh-wee. That is amazing. So I really appreciate you. Congrats on crushing that contest. Congrats on creating just an inspiring life of success and impact. And just honored to have you on here. And thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Ray. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.